In recent years, the literary world has been rocked by scandals of personal memoirs that were revealed as fakes. James Frey's memoir, A Million Little Pieces, for example, was selected by Oprah Winfrey's book club before it was exposed as being partly fabricated. A faked memoir figures in the plot of a new novel by Bloomington author Adam Langer. And WFIU's Adam Schwartz spoke with Langer about The Thieves of Manhattan.
I spent a lot of time in the publishing industry in Manhattan, and it always struck me, you know, how would you con it? How would you pull a scam on this industry?
Adam Langer's fourth novel, The Thieves of Manhattan, is a scathing send-up of the publishing industry. It's a world Langer knows well from his years as an author, editor, and critic. Adam Langer, would you give us a quick synopsis of the story?
Thieves in Manhattan is the story about a man, a down-on-his-luck writer in Manhattan, who isn't having much success with his fiction, and he meets with an offer he can't refuse, largely because he doesn't have any money. A man comes up to him and asks him to put his name to a fake memoir and scam the publishing industry, but turns out that the fake memoir is actually real.
In the front of the book, you have the title, The Thieves of Manhattan, and underneath it, a memoir. And the word memoir is crossed out, and underneath it, someone has written novel. So what's that about?
The idea is that it's both memoir and novel. We've had all these scandals about people faking their memoirs, about faking their true stories, and I thought, what a great way to start a mystery about con artists.
The narrator in your book describes the publishing world as a frightening industry, more concerned with its own survival than with its legacy. Is that your opinion of the book business?
Well, it's one of my characters. Keep in mind that those words come out of the mouths of a con artist. So, yeah, I mean, I think there is a lot of fear in the book industry because we see people aren't buying as many books. People are getting their books on Kindles or they're downloading them illegally. And there are a lot of people in publishing who are, you know, scared and looking for the next best thing. And this is why it's kind of an easy business to pull a con on if you want to, because the editors, publishers out there, there are stories that they don't want to question for fear of ruining a great story when they see an opportunity to publish something that's really fascinating. Yeah, there's a great deal of fear out there, but, you know, that fear about books going away has been around for hundreds of years, you know. André Gide was writing about it 100 years ago, you know, this is the end of the book.
What do you think draws you to stories of con artists?
Because it's theater. Growing up in Chicago, I saw a lot of clowns perpetrated on the street. I saw some really good ones. I saw a great con involving a Michael Jordan baseball card. There was a great con I saw involving a supposedly valuable stamp. But they're interesting because they're constructed like a play. There are two characters come, they don't know each other, then a third person comes in. The structure is right there in front of you. It's already theater. All you have to do is put it on stage or put it in a book.
The narrator in your book uses a publishing industry slang. Well, Jed Roth said, handing me a glass of Faulkner with two ice cubes in it.
Right.
What's that?
It's whiskey. Faulkner drank a lot of it. There are so many thrillers out there that have their own slang. There are hard-boiled thrillers that have their own kind of, you know, hard-boiled slang. There are technical thrillers that kind of just lard on the technical detail. And I thought, if I'm setting something in the literary world, it's got to have its own slang, too. And where would the slang come from? It would come from authors and books.
Could you give me an example of some of that?
Well, you just did it. He Polanyi-ed all over his desk. He had a glass of Faulkner. There was a woman who walked by. She was wearing a Go Lightly. You know, this is kind of a heightened, fantastical vision of the publishing world. You know, I don't sit around with my friends and chatter like this all the time, but I thought it would, you know, be fun to create a world where people did.
Does anyone in the publishing industry actually talk like that?
No, I just made that all up. I hope they do now. There is a lot of slang that one of the British hooligans, there's a British hooligan in my book who, you know, speaks in very, very broken English, who says things like, you know, what you said, and how's that sound like a good idea? And what people don't know is that that slang didn't develop from British hooligan culture. It developed from my then 3-year-old daughter, who hadn't quite mastered English yet. And when I heard her speak, I thought, if I repeated that in a different voice, that would sound like excellent British hooligan slang. And I know I've been getting a lot of emails from people who are talking like that now and think it's a funny phrase.
Art has affected life.
Well, it's affected maybe 10 people's lives.
I've been speaking with author Adam Langer, whose new book is The Thieves of Manhattan. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.